Chapter 8. Unwanted Battle. The ships were abeam now. He could tell without needing to see, discerning it purely from the Nightfall's distinctive shivers. Lance fire didn't rattle the decks the same way impact damage or las batteries did. Every tremor of torment had its own sensation. This was the grinding vibration of massed broadsides against unshielded steel, the void war equivalent of pulling in close to your prey and knifing them in the ribs. If they ever made it through this, the Nightfall would need to be dry docked for an eternity. They might as well commission a new flagship. Sevatar suspected it'd be finished faster than repairing the damage. He could smell the smoke of dying machinery all around, the chemical stink of burning cables and melting metal. People were screaming on decks above and below. The first captain made his way down the shaking hallways, immersed in the darkness so common on 8th Legion ships. Crew members passed him with lamp packs and photo visors to penetrate the gloom, giving him a wide berth. He paid no attention to them. He knew in a vague sense that they loathed him, but he wasn't sure why, and couldn't bring himself to care. Their hatred or regard never made any difference to his existence either way. They obeyed when he wanted them to obey. The rest of the time, they scrambled to get out of his path whenever they saw him. The perfect balance. As he ran, he spoke a steady stream of orders into the Vox, coordinating the Atramentar first and his sub-captain second. Of the 9 companies berthed on the Nightfall, he'd only risk one. His own. The Atramentar were coming with him. The others, despite their captain's protestations, would remain aboard the Nightfall and make the run to Terra. Sevatar was under no illusions that they'd be coming back from this assault, and he had no compulsion to drag thousands of warriors to inevitable unnecessary deaths. Let them live their lives to their own ends in pursuit of more purposeful deaths. He was still running when Atramentar squad leaders started reporting teleportation ignition flares. Each report ended with a Mechanicum adept bleating out an addendum in monotone. Translocation process complete. The ship gave another shake, this one brutal enough to throw several crew from their feet. One of them, a female in a technician's overalls, broke her head open on the deck when she fell. Sevatar vaulted them all as he kept running, smelling the blood from their injuries. The next shiver was an echo of the last. What little light existed on the Nightfall flickered and died for several seconds. It made no difference. His eye lenses presented everything in prey sight monochrome, and he was almost at the nearest translocation platform. A sound made him stop dead. A straining, yearning whine of protesting metal, a whale's mournful song as it was gored by hunters' harpoons. The lights died again, leaving him in the familiarity of absolute darkness. "Reactor death," the Vox droned. "Reactor death. Reactor death." Clutching his chainglaive, he started sprinting again, his armor's systems answering his need by opening an automatic channel to the bridge. "Report," he voxed. "We're dead in space, Captain, but momentum is carrying us forwards. Half the turrets are deactivated, the hangars are locked open, the primary and secondary lance arrays are silent, and most of the torpedo racks aren't responding. Spinal battlements are still firing from reserve generators. Life support and artificial gravity are still feeding from their secondaries, but the void shields are down for good."
"Navigation?"
"Dead. The arterials to the secondary power reserves are cut."
His blood ran cold. Colder at least than usual.
"Boarding pods?"
"They won't fire, Captain."
"Teleportation?"
"Dead."
Sevatar skidded to a halt, breathing through his closed teeth. He was the only member of the first company trapped on the stricken flagship. The others were already aboard the Invincible Reason, fighting for their lives, killing dark angels at the Primarch's side.
"I will not abandon them," he whispered.
"Captain, what do you..."
He killed the link to the bridge and started running again. This time he descended through the ship, navigating corridors blocked by wreckage and running through hallways choked by smoke and fire. Dead crew lay everywhere he looked.
"Tay,"
he voxed.
"Tay, listen to me."
"There he is.
I see him.
Tay rolled between two spires on the Nightfall's backbone, drawing closer to the corsair she was chasing down. The battlements blurred past below, but she didn't risk firing. There was enough firepower striking the flagship's burning back. She wasn't going to add to it with a misfired stream from her las cannons. All the while, the curved Nostraman rune for hollow pulsed in her heads-up display. She needed to land and reload. Vespera's missile racks had been empty less than a minute after the fighter raced from the hangar bay.
"Let it go," Kyvan warned her. "Not a chance."
She chased harder, faster, rolling between another two armoured spires.
"We've almost got him."
The Corsair was an ugly thing, vulture-winged and fat-arsed, a back-heavy brute that Tay had never liked the look of. This one wasn't going home to any victory parade. She'd see to that. Hollow, 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 her missile racks complained again and again. She had her cannons, but...
"Vincent," she breathed.
"I'll overshoot him once he passes the Travius pylons. Break his back when I do." "Consider it done." He rolled his swiveling, pivoting throne back to face forwards, lining up his turret. "I can kill him now.
His wreckage will hit the superstructure."
Tay spoke through clenched teeth, eyes narrowed with effort. Sweat painted her back, making her spinal sockets sting. Turrets below them spat las cannon beams into the void, some aiming for enemy attack craft, others carving insignificant wounds in the skin of the invincible Reason. Tay risked a glance upwards, seeing the matte black hull of the enemy flagship filling the roof of her cockpit. No amount of training could prevent a moment of disorientation. She blinked and refocused on her prey running ahead.
"Plasma bombs!"
Vincent called back. Tay could see the detonations popping up along the Nightfall spine as the bomber's payload started to rain down. Vespera was climbing, almost above the Corsair now, and she still had to weave around the sprayed streams of laser fire from the bomber's frantic crew.
"Just kill him!"
Vincent fired, carving down and severing the Corsair across the middle. The front half, with its hunched wings, tumbled onwards into one of the two Travius pylon towers, shattering the remote anti-aircraft defences on the spire's battlements. The bomber's bulky engines hiccuped blindly, spinning away into the void.
"We're engaged,"
Kyvan voxed. "Another Fury chasing us down the spine. I think they're annoyed at the 8 Corsairs we've killed."
"I can lose him."
"Get away from the damn ship! We need to break off!" She didn't bother answering. The Nightfall shields were down, and enemy bombers buzzed around with clingy, verminous tenacity, spitting plasma bombs into the flagship's structural weak points. She was going nowhere.
"Tay!"
Her vox crackled. The voice was marred by sirens in the background.
"Tay, listen to me!"
"First Captain?"
Sevatar repeated her name and gave her an order she didn't understand.
I don't...
"Please repeat that order, sir. I said, land your fighter at once."
Sevatar was waiting for them, his armour streaked with scorch marks and his chain glaive in hand. The calm at the eye of the storm. Around him, the chaos of the hangar rattled and raged on, with serfs extinguishing fires, debris crashing down from the ceiling, and amber flashing lights warning of a depressurization threat. He watched the Roth fighter come in at speed, most of its painted hull bleached down to the gunmetal grey beneath, scored away by the clattering pebbles of debris that always filled the space between battling warships. Vespera, it was called. Yes, that was it. The fighter fired the retros beneath its wings and by the las cannons mounted at the nose. Its vented thrust screamed out into the hangar, sharper than a condor's shriek. Sevatar's left eye twitched once before his helm's auditory senses adjusted to compensate. Tay didn't use the runway to touchdown. She killed all thrust with timed bursts from her retros and brought the fighter down in a tight spiral. Sevatar was moving the moment the landing claws crunched onto the deck. He jumped up, grabbed the edge of one slicked back shark fin wing and pulled himself up with one hand.
"Go,"
he voxed. There was no answer, and a glance at the cockpit showed Kyvan staring back at him wide-eyed from the rear-facing seat, with Tay hunched round in her throne, trying to see what was going on. He could hear them breathing over the vox.
You can't be serious, she said softly.
Sevatar stalked along the back of the fighter, maglocking his boots to the Roth's dark skin a few meters behind the cockpit. He shook his head at the Navasir's moronic expression of shock.
I said, go.
He crouched low, taking three punches to smash a deep dent in the fighter's hull, just enough to grip the edge. He kept his spear held behind his back, angled away. The fighter thrummed beneath his boots, coming alive again.
Sevatar, this is insane.
He rolled his black eyes behind the red eye lenses. How tiring it was to hear those words yet again. Sometimes he wondered if duty was just a word to other people, and they never truly grasped its meaning. Without a launch catapult, the fighter lifted off slowly, gliding away from the deck towards the wide moor leading into the void. The castle battlements of the enemy flagship were drifting by, tantalizingly close, but impossibly far.
Get me to the Invincible Reason, he voxed. My men are fighting aboard, and I'll die before I send them into a battle I wouldn't join myself.
He could hear the grin in her words, the smile breaking through her disbelief.
You're taking that oath of First Company Brotherhood far too seriously, she said.
Sevatar didn't reply. He was Atramentar. His brothers were Atramentar. There was nothing to say. Kyvan spent the next 3 minutes looking directly at the crouched form of the 8th Legion's first captain, mere meters away. Sevatar's crested helm remained fixed forwards, the skull-painted faceplate staring ahead at the Dark Angel's warship. Kyvan kept wondering what expression was behind the slanted red eyelenses. Tay, for her part, leached everything Vespera could give, burning the engines dangerously hot, engaging no one, rolling in spirals and pitchbacks to shake loose any of the black furies that tried to latch onto her. She was all too aware of the G-force her passenger would be suffering, but had to keep the engines flaring for maximum maneuverability. When she pulled close to the Invincible Reason, Tay angled to cut alongside the hull, weaving between the battlement towers.
Where do you need to be? Close to the bridge!
Sevatar's vox voice had all the warmth of a wolf's dirge howl. Close to the bridge would bring them in range of 100 and more defensive turrets. Tay swore under her breath.
What's your language, Wing Commander?
She gunned the engines harder, switching to the squadron's general link.
Peritus and Electus, form on my wing at once.
Copy, Commander.
On my way, ma'am.
Tay swooped closer to the hull, almost close enough to lose a wing if she rolled. Her heart kept rhythm for her as she dived into the most foolish attack run of her military service.